I explain here how easily you can enter someone's Facebook profile, availing of a security loophole in the social network itself, and I use your own username as a way in. A page pops up here that shows the password is wrong, and this gives way to assume ambiguity.
I would like to tell my friends that if they are afraid of maintaining a Facebook profile, search your own name in Google to realize how many people know about you and how much information about you is accessible without you even knowing it.
A question arises when you find out that you have forgotten your password, and because you have forgotten your password, you are asked by the related website to enter a different user ID. You must provide an email, phone number, or username. Undoubtedly, the security here is porous. Here, you must endorse some information while you do not have access to your account. The problem is that you do not have access to email. You are asked to provide a phone number. A page opens up asking you for your phone number. I also have to enter a different email address, which is my own. A page opens up asking for this alternative email address, so the site admin can send information for password renewal. I entered the email address, and therefore now I have parted with my other email information and private details.
We should be very circumspect and responsible whenever we do any interaction with social networks or use personal information over the internet, and use our information to conduct electronic commerce so we are not caught off guard.
Facebook lets me change my password to anything I want. In reality, I do not have access to the user's password, but I am able to change the password. And with this, I get access to profile pictures and all the details and content of your page. If you try to access your account again using the original password, you're going to be blocked. Your password is not that anymore, and you're going to be told that this password is incorrect.
When the internet came up, it looked like a new kind of world, but today people are starting to understand that the issue of privacy is actually very important.
I continue to create new content. Once I change your email, I can start contacting your friends and followers in Facebook as if I am actually you.
Today, virtually everyone has their own private information displayed inside their computers. So they should know that someone else may gain control over it. This is definitely worrying and could affect the way the internet is used.
The best known search device in the world is Google. It provides us with all the necessary data. We use asterisks in order to retain information. You can type in whatever you want, like access plus Facebook. I can find in here the way to learn about Facebook's loopholes or how to protect my profile, and also you can find information, video and tutorials on YouTube.
Exchange of information is a common thing, That happens to us every day. For instance, when someone calls us on the phone and starts asking questions. But how can we access such information? Who is the person that possesses this information and gives it to me? So what is actually being traded is something which is ours. We should start discussing among countries to examine this situation. Governments, enterprises, and users need to agree on the means to use personal information. There should be a law against companies that misuse user information. They should be placed under sanction.
We use the means of hacking. I'm going to show you how we do it. You enter user information in the login section, and then it starts looking for your password. Through this way, we can access your Facebook profiles, emails, and web pages.
It scares me. Recently, I had left two pages open on my browser. In one, I was carrying out an e-commerce search, and in the other, I had my Facebook profile opened up. At one moment, I switched from one page to the other and saw a proposition turning up, which concerned what I had been looking for on the first page. But what had actually happened? I kind of felt that my rights had been breached because my information had been accessed and used.
This is in fact offensive and happens to all users. For example, when we have not been asked for but are still sent unsolicited advertisements. In many instances, one click on an advertisement so he can access something in another section. In many instances too, one accepts that the advertisements be made visible to him. Sometimes I am given permission to use my mail. But there are other times when we see these in our mobile phones after we download the free application and are then bombarded with advertisements. There should be a mechanism where you can avoid such intrusions.
The worst intrusion is phishing, which is when your information is being used and you do not know it.
Esto es lo más relevante.
I can presumptively say that internet crime is a term we're going to hear more and more in the years to come, and the emergence of different types of cybercrime is constantly evolving. If we want these problems to be solved, we need to educate and influence those who seek to create chaos on the internet to grow up and become responsible.
They do it for all sorts of reasons, mostly for financial reasons that include mafia interests, drugs, arms, etc., all for getting more money.
Hay que levantar dinero.
There are other ways to access users' accounts. One other way is whatever the user types on their keyboard can be logged via Keylogger. I use the Keylogger software. I can send something to your emails and actually access your computer. It then saves all the data and information you enter using your keyboard.
Exploring has turned into a very dangerous tool now. It might have even gotten out of control. This, I think, is a step in the wrong direction, a great sin against society. Decent laws need to be defined in the political arena in order for the situation to be curtailed.
There are many types of security software. But there can also be a situation when, for instance, the police, thieves, murderers, etc., all turn up in front of you, all at the same time.
And after obtaining all this information and mailing it to the keylogger, I would no longer be able to access my email, personal page, or even my bank account. This attack is becoming quite commonly used these days, and one way to capture the information is to do this through the keylogger program.
De captar informações é via keylogger.
There was a time when those actions were considered indecent by all on the internet, and people would only do it to show off their intelligence to their friends and represent themselves as coulda to their mates or something like that. But now, because money is handed online via credit cards, the issue of cybercrime has entered a new stage. Then there is the issue of money. Often true criminals come into the picture.
For me, the internet of the future is a transcommunication one, with clear laws as to how to play and options which let us chart greater territories in the arena of communication. However, there should be a strong structure in place governing internet use.
The best internet in the future will be like the one which exists right now.
For me, the issue of conscience is at the heart of the issue. Everyone should know what to do to restrain hacking and spying by all countries, the Americans, Chinese, Brazilians in particular. Hence, users should avail themselves of a smart, secure internet application to protect privacy. We cannot afford to lose control of using technology responsibility or else face dangerous consequences.
Their main goal seems to be to produce a minority report. What they want to know is what you would want or do tomorrow. Should they start a course using CCTV cameras of your blogs, phone contacts, and bank deposits, they will learn about what you eat, think of, like, hate, basically predicting your future, and this is a big problem. Why? For a society embedded in an untamed capitalistic system, greedy for more money and greater dominance over markets and vying for consumers' attention, what they want is for you to make them richer by over-consuming.